You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here today on this Monday. God bless you. Happy Monday to you. You are listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. God is always broadcasting. Let's tune into his frequency here today. We're in the book of Revelation. We are in chapter 20. Momentarily, that's where we're going to begin, we might wrap up the book of Revelation here today. If not today, then we'll wrap it up tomorrow. We're in chapter 20. There's only 22 chapters. And this is program number 64, I believe. All those are available for you to download. You can listen to them on demand right here on this radio station that you're tuned into, be it WMIE or WWBC. If you guys download the app for either one of those stations, you will find on there a little link that says on demand. Click on the day, then click on this program, and then you'll see all of the programs uploaded on here for this radio program, WGOD. This program is brought to you by the good people of Island Community Church. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. You're invited to attend one of our services. If you're new to the area or if you are looking for a new church home, you are invited. We would love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30, Wednesday evenings at 6 o'clock for a more informal service, midweek Bible study. You'll hear my sermon from yesterday here coming up, I guess probably Wednesday and Thursday now, depending on if we finish this here today. And that is called The Winning Mindset. That's where we were at on Sunday. How to get through adversities. I mean, how did those guys in the past, what did these guys have that it seems that maybe we don't have? We read about in Revelation chapter 2, verse 13, the Lord Jesus commends a saint named Antipas, who was his faithful martus, witness, martyr. The word means both things. We believe, history has it, this guy Antipas was burned alive in a bronze kettle. Or we either hear about Polycarp, who was the bishop of Smyrna, lived around 155 A.D. He was a direct disciple of the Apostle John, who lived near the year, up to the year 100. When they wanted him to swear to Caesar, like everyone that lived in Smyrna, they had to sign a decree saying, the Caesaros, the Kyrios, which is Caesar, is Lord. And Polycarp told him, you can take this certificate and you can head for the hills with that. I'm not doing that. So he said famously, as they went to kill him, he says, 86 years have I served him and he's done me no harm or no wrong. Bring forth what thou wilt. Now, what did Polycarp have that we don't have? That was my sermon from yesterday. You'll hear that on the radio later this week, The Winning Mindset. Or look for the video on our YouTube channel, Island Community Church. You'll find the YouTube from Sunday's sermon uploaded on there. We're in Revelation. Let's pick it up here. We were looking at four things here that happened here in chapter 20. And let's pick it up here in verse 11, Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Lord God, we ask for your wisdom and understanding here today. Lord, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray your word back to you that if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of you, because you give to all us liberally, generously, without reproach. But let him ask in faith. So in faith, Lord, we come to you. We ask for wisdom and understanding here. We don't doubt. We believe you at your word. Lead us and guide us here by your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your wisdom, wisdom from on high, wisdom from you. Help us to understand today's text. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen. Revelation chapter 20, verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. You see, this is not talking about you. You know, some Christians argue, people wonder whether or not if Christians are going to be at the great white throne judgment. But he's not talking about you. You have been reigning with Christ for 1,000 years. Remember, that's where we left off in Thursday and Friday's program. You're reigning with Christ. The great white throne is not talking about you. It's referring to those whom, as the text says, that no place was found for them. That's not you. Remember what the Apostle Peter wrote concerning you, or maybe you don't remember, maybe you've never heard it. Let me tell you where your place is. Literally, you seems like you have a place mat set out for you, just like being invited to a big marriage feast or a wedding. We read in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." That's 1 Peter 1, 3 through 5. So you see, there is a place for you. This group here standing at the great white throne judgment, it says no place was found for them. But for all of you that have put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, to all who have called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved, he's not talking to you, because there is a place for you. Jesus says in John 14, he said, "In my Father's house are what?" You guys remember that? "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." Now, I don't have that verse written down. That is the answer to the prayer we just prayed 3 minutes ago. I've preached this 8 or 10 times. I've got notes in my left hand. That verse is not in my notes. John 14, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, then I will come again, and I will receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." Lord God, we thank you for thank you for answered prayers. Thank you for revealing these things to us, even on the fly, as we approach you. Thank you for the understanding of this, that standing at the great white throne is not for us, because our Lord Jesus was judged in our place. And we call on his name and receive him today. We thank you for the freedom that we have in Christ. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. And we praise you now, Lord, once again in Jesus' name. What a great verse that is. Now let's get back to this, the judgment for God haters. Verse 12, God haters, because remember, that's why this happens to people. Remember, as we read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, let me read that as a matter of fact. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, let's pick it up in verse 9. It says, "The coming of the lawless one," that's this Antichrist, "The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth so that they might be saved. And for this reason, that would be refusing love. For this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they should believe the lie, so that they all might be condemned who did not believe the truth, but delighted in or had pleasure in unrighteousness. So this is not what God wants for you. Let's move on here. Verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the book, in the books. So two books. One last check, perhaps, to see if you've called on the Savior. One last check to see if perhaps you've ended up in the wrong line here. You know the way we are sometimes, you know how we find ourselves in the wrong line, or when we're driving, we find ourselves in the wrong lane, the slow lane, the lane where there's an accident, the lane where someone's going 25 and a 50. You find yourself in the wrong lane, in the wrong lines at the supermarket. This is one final look in the book of life to see if you've received the Lord Jesus Christ to have God add your name to this book. The only one book matters in life. That is the book of life. It says the books are open. The books were open. One of them is the book of life. My question is, have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Verse 13, and the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades, or hell, Hades, Greek word, death and Hades delivered, because there's no one in hell yet, remember? Well, there's two people in hell. We looked at that last week. Hell is the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are. And Satan was the third member. Remember, that was Friday's program where Satan was cast into the lake of fire. Those are the first three members, these three stooges here, Satan, Antichrist, and false prophet, are the first three members into the lake of fire. And now, who's going to join them? Is everyone who has rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, everyone who's refused the love of the truth, remember what Jesus said? He said, and he told Pontius Pilate this, he said, I have come to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. And he is truth. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. So even Hades itself is going to cough you up like a cat coughing up a furball to ensure that your place in this line is intact. The sea gave up all the dead which were in it. Death and hell, or Hades, better yet, better translation, Hades delivered up, I like to say, they coughed up all the dead which were in it. So like that old figure of speech, you can run, but you can't hide from the deepest depths to even if you find yourself in Hades now, that's not the final destination. Hades is what I like to call God's green room, where you're waiting for the call. You're waiting for them to call your number. Imagine that. Your number 4,685,593,416,518 is your number. And they're calling number 3 out there now. And then number 4. Then number 5. Imagine that. All because you're upset and bent out of shape that God loves you. They killed the son for this. They strung him up on a cross and crucified him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. The son was killed for this message. Imagine standing in this line, waiting for God to call your number. See, this doesn't have to be your future. Maybe you're saying, well, you're going to scare me into salvation. Hey, whatever it takes for you to believe. There was a sermon way back 200 years ago that transformed this entire United States of America. It was delivered by someone named Jonathan Edwards. The sermon was entitled, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. It changed the face of the whole country here. Whatever it takes, you do not want this to be your future. People stand condemned. They're upset that God loves them. Book, chapter, and verse. I just read it to you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. People refuse the love of the truth that they might be saved. The truth is, I'm a sinner. The truth is, the wages of my sin is death. And the truth is, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the truth is, Jesus Christ died in my place for my sins. And for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The truth is, Jesus said, I am the door. All who enter in by me will be saved. Admit and confess you are a sinner. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ today while you can, while it's still today, while there's still a seat here in the kingdom, while he's still reaching out to you today. If you're convicted by this, because the Holy Spirit's still reaching out and still calling you here today to take your seat, by golly, I believe it's your rightful seat in the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom of God. Call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ here today. You don't want to find yourself in God's green room here waiting for your number while they're at number 3 and you're number 4 billion. You don't want to wait in this line. You want to bypass this line. You don't want hell to be your destiny. You want heaven to be your destiny. You want eternal life to be your destiny. Where the Bible says, eyes not seen, nor is ear heard, nor is entered into the hearts of men that which God has prepared for those that love him. Is that you today? Is your name in the book? Is your name in the right book? It says the books are open. Is your name in the only book that matters, the book of life? And then we read here, verse 15. It says, and anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Imagine that. Unbelievers will have to die twice because the dead is coughing up these places, these holding places for dead people, the sea, even Hades itself is going to deliver up all the dead that are in them to stand here in this longest line this world could ever see, awaiting a second death. But imagine that. Unbelievers, for everyone who was upset that God loves them, for everyone who has rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, saying no to him today, unbelievers will have to die twice. And I don't even want to die once, nonetheless, twice. We read the Lord Jesus Christ saying, the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 25, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Then he asks Martha, and I ask you what the Lord Jesus Christ said next. He said, do you believe this? All those who live and believe in me shall never die. So you might die once, but everyone who's called on the name of the Lord, you're not going to die twice. Unbelievers are going to die not only once, they're going to die again. They're going to die twice. And what is your future? there is also a blessed generation that's going to be alive when he comes back that is never going to die. That's the number one thing on my bucket list, friend. You know what a bucket list is? That's the things you want to do before you die. The number one thing on my bucket list is not dying. That's not crazy. It's not far-fetched. Read it for yourself. John chapter 11, verse 26. I just read it to you. The blessed generation that's going to be alive when he comes back, which all the signs point to that happening soon. Is your name in the book? 1 John 5:12 says, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. So we end up and close up chapter 20 here. As a matter of fact, we will wrap it up here with that question here today on this Monday. Is your name in the book? We can ensure your name is in the book by doing what the Bible says. We read in the book of Romans chapter 10. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you do this, you will not stand on this line. But you have to confess. You have to confess that you're a sinner. That word confess, homo legeo, means speak the same thing. That is, speak the same thing as God. That is, agree with God as to who you are and your spiritual condition, that you are a sinner, that you can't make it to heaven on your own. You need help. You need grace. You want to get right with God. Remember, haven't been justified by faith. That is, you call on the name of the Lord. Haven't been justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Perhaps you don't have peace. That's because God wants you to make it right with him today on this Monday. Then you'll have peace, and then you won't be standing in this line. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, as one translation says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God has raised him up from the dead, you believe in this resurrection, you believe that death is not the end. We've just looked at it today. Death is not the end. If you believe in your heart and if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God has raised up his Son from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. That's that word, dikaios. Right out of the courtroom, God's got the biggest gavel you've ever seen. When you call on the name of the Lord, God in his courtroom slams down that gavel, looks at you and says two words that your soul's been longing to hear, and that is, friend, not guilty. That's what righteous means. That God has accepted you and he's received you. And not only that, the Bible says your sins and your lawless deeds he will remember no more. God's got amnesia with your sins when you call on the name of the Lord. So, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, down goes the gavel. With the mouth, confession is made. That is, I believe Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's my Lord, and I receive him today. I don't want to stand in that line, and I want peace, and I'm a sinner, and I know I can't make it into heaven on my own. I call on the name of the Lord to be saved. Verse 11, for this, the Bible says, whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13. That's how you ensure that of your salvation. That's how you can have God slam down his gavel, declare you not guilty. That's how you can have peace with God. That's how God can have amnesia with your sins in spite of everything that you've done in your life. And you'll never stand in this line with these people we just looked at here today. What's the most horrendous thing is having number 4 billion and you hear him call number 3 and you're waiting and waiting and waiting in God's green room because you were upset that God loves you. Friend, if you're upset that God loves you, let me encourage you today. You've been deceived by somebody that hates you. Lord, I pray you clear the smoke around all of us that have been deceived. Help deliver us from the ruler of this world. I pray now you'd open all of our eyes to the truth that you love us. We praise you now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Friends, hope you guys have a great day. You are listening to WGOD Radio. We'll be back in chapter 21 whenever we get back in the book of Revelation. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
I believe in God the Father. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMIE.